How much glad you're saved? Say amen. I'm ready to preach this morning. I hope you're ready to listen. Turn with me to Matthew's Gospel, if you would. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 13. I've got one of those sermons this morning that everything in me wants to get real pumped and shout and get with it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to preach and you do the shouting. And I am excited about what I'm preaching this morning. I'm glad we got the Word of God, Zach. This is a wonderful text I'll be preaching. Matthew 13, if you got your Bibles there. And verse 45. If you're there, say amen. And 46. Thank God for this passage. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Our Father, would you in this next few moments, Lord, just strengthen my body. You know what the week's been like, and I'm not complaining. I'm happy in Christ. I'm excited to preach this morning. And I'm praying this truth this morning would get a hold of people this morning, and we'll just have a great time in the worship hour. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to know something. There's no better preacher and no clearer preacher than our Lord Jesus Christ. In this scene, if you go back to the first of the chapter, he came there next to the Sea of Galilee, and he drew a crowd. By the way, preaching still draws a crowd. I don't understand it, but we're living in an age where we got a lot of churches that want less preaching. I mean, they'll have put their little rock concert on and their little gimmicks. And what it is, a feel-good type of thing. But I want all y'all to know, preaching's still where it's at. Amen. And he's teaching them from a parable. You say, what is a parable? A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. It is God, or the Son of God, putting it down in an earthly story that we can get a great heavenly meaning. Amen? And the Lord Jesus, by the way, you know why Jesus was liked by the common man? Now, he wasn't liked much about the religious crowd. Somebody help me preach. They don't like me either. You know why he was liked by the common man? Because he got down on their level. And I can I run one rabbit? We're living at a time where some of these yo-yos on the internet, they've created words. Be honest with you, I don't have a clue what some of them are. But Jesus didn't do that. He preached like on things like seed, birds, soil, mustard seed, candlesticks, lost sheep, lost coin, lost son. He's just one of them real practical preachers. That's why people are still preaching him 2,000 years later. Amen? This is a wonderful parable. I'm going to give you three things by way of introduction, and I'll get to my point real quick. First of all, I want you to notice the misconception about this parable. There's a real big misconception. Now, here it is. Some commentators, and I think I got one in my library, and I ditched it this week, believed that the merchant man was a sinner. And the pearl was salvation. In other words, the sinner was going out seeking to buy the pearl. By the way, there's a problem with that. No man seeks after God. There's a big problem with that. Our nature does not seek after God, and you'll never get saved until He comes to you. Oh, I feel myself getting one. I'm going to let loose here in a minute. And they're searching for salvation. And then they're going to buy salvation, or they'll buy it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, salvation is a free gift of God. What a misconception. And by the way, it started all the way back in Genesis. When Adam and Eve sinned, they hid themselves. Am I preaching? And then Cain tried to offer an offering other than the blood. And through the scripture, there's only two ways people try to get to heaven. And that's through the blood of Christ and through works. And if you're in this room and think you can be good enough and conjure enough goodness up, you're going to die and go to hell without Christ, because the Bible simply says that you're a dirty, rotten sinner. Your baptism ain't going to save you. Your religious activity won't save you. Your morality won't save you. We got a lot of people that try to be moral. Ain't going to save them. So secondly, how many got that? Secondly, let me see if I can, Chad, figure out who the merchant man is. If we're going to interpret this thing, let's find out who the merchant man was. Whoever the merchant man was, he left his place of dwelling. And started on a journey seeking goodly pearls. I think I know who he is. The merchant man is no one else than the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that he left heaven's glory and came down where we are and took our place, bore our sin? Glory to God, I'm about to get happy in my own preaching. And he's seeking out goodly pearls. I'm glad that we don't initiate salvation. That we really don't have a lot in it, other than we got to repent and trust Christ. Y'all still with me? Because we're going to get happy here just now. Then the message of the pearl. Then what is the pearl? What's the pearl, Chad? I think I know. The Bible said God purchased the church with his own blood. We were lost sinners. We were on our way to hell. And what's so good about this story? I'm one of the characters in the story. You say, no, you're not. Oh, yes, I am. You'll find out in a moment when I get real happy. I'm one of the characters in this story. You said, are you saying to me that you're a pearl? I'm glad you said that. Because I am. And I'm not the only pearl. Somebody help me preach. Everybody that's been born again, that's in the family of God. Well, hallelujah. Y'all with me? Now, you said, have you got to the message yet? No. But I'm there. I'm getting there. I know you're a jeweler. You done that. Do you know the pearl is the only real precious jewel that comes from a living organism. You grab that in a minute. Because he lives.
Yes.
I live also. Because he lives. All fear is gone. I am glad this morning that I'm serving a living Savior. I'm glad this morning that because he lives, he can take an old drunkard and make a deacon out of him. He can take an old drug addict that had pumped his arms up with drugs and changed his whole life. He's a living Savior. Mohammed's dead in the grave. Buddha's in the grave. Mary Baker, Eddie Patterson, Glover, whatever, is in the grave. But my Savior. Whew. Somebody help me. Is that the right hand of God? Can I give you three things about a pearl? I've been doing some studying on this. I like this. You said, does it take something for a pearl to come into fruition? Oh, it sure does. First of all, it takes suffering. Oh, yes. Somebody help me preach. It takes suffering. A genuine pearl. Now, here's what happens. And by the way, those oysters, they're not up on the top of the water. They're either on an oyster reef or down in the bottom of the ocean where it's muddy, where it's gloomy, where it's terrible. By the way, that's where we dwell. We all dwell at the bottom. That's the problem with mankind today. He's trying to build his way up when there's nowhere we can go. Somebody help me. Now, here's what happened. When those pearls are being ready to form, Lois, I'm ready to get at it. It started with an irritant. You say, what do you mean an irritant? They was a piece of dirt that got into that shell and irritated that oyster. Somebody help me. I'm going somewhere. You say, what is that irritant? What happened in Genesis 3? That irritant is sin. That irritant is the wages of sin. Why are they tears? Why is there depression? Why is there death? Because we all have been plagued by an irritant. Well, glory. But I am glad that pearl had to go through some suffering. He went through suffering for me and you. I think sometimes we go around and we forget about what he done for us. I mean, he done it all. He paid it all. It took suffering. He went to the cross of Calvary, suffered every flesh wound common to man. He suffered like no man ever suffered. Y'all with me? I'll tell you what. You'll never become a pearl without there being some suffering. See here, I'll be honest with you. We got a lot of false people in churches. There's a lot of people who ain't really got the goods. Because see, they want to bypass the cross. Want to bypass his death. Want to think they can do something. You can't do anything to be saved. I'll tell you what. That's why the church ought to lift him up.
Yeah. Amen.
If he'd be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I think we ought to love him more now than we ever loved him before.
Amen.
My God, he suffered for you.
Amen.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
To get that pearl, they had to be an irritant. Well, the irritant is sin. And it caused the Son of God such suffering. Now I'm getting ready to shout. Where you help me? Because this right here gets good. Then I want to talk about. Amy, you ever study this out? Any? The shaping of the pearl. What in the world? Kids, y'all help me here. The shaping of the pearl. So here's what happens. When that irritant gets into that oyster, something big happens. There is a solution that is released called nacre. N-A-C-R-E. And that nacre, here's what happens with that nacre. Somebody help me preach. Here's what happens, Kate. This is good. That nacre starts covering that irritant.
Amen. Yeah.
And they say that process could go over 1,000 times. And here's what happened. Once the process was over, you could no longer see the irritant. Y'all know he did it, yes. You can't see the irritant. Because the irritant's been covered by the nacre. I tried works. I tried goodness. But they not seeing but the blood of Jesus Christ. The nacre. Woo! Some of y'all ought to be getting happy. Wow. You know, this is a time out. When God looks at me, he doesn't see the irritant. He doesn't see the irritant. You said, why? Because the irritant's been covered. Because the irritant has been covered. And God shaped us. I'm glad the blood of Jesus blots out my sin. Gets me from the east to the west. Woo! Well, can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You said, Preacher Smith, what are you trying to tell me? When God made a pearl out of me, he covered my irritant. Kids, look at me. He covered it. See, some of these little highfalutin churches down the road here and up the road, they don't talk about sin. They don't want you kids to hear about sin. They want you to be able to live what you want to live. Somebody help me. But they got me. Something happened to the irritant.
Amen.
I'm glad January 1st, 1973, I repented of my sins and something was done about the irritant. Well, glory. See, if I get tired, you do the invitation, okay? I'm pretty pumped right now, though. I want all y'all to do me a favor. How many people saved this room? Are you people online? I know you're probably half asleep by now. Drink another cup of coffee and get stirred up. I want you to say it, and I want everybody in this room to say it. I am a pearl. Say it with me. Well, somebody ought to run. You're a precious jewel. You're a pearl. It costs the blood. It costs suffering.
Yes, sir.
The product. Woo, glory. Here's what he done. That nacre just kept covering. And kept covering. Until a pearl was formed. I am glad. Listen to me. That ain't religion. That's some of you in this room, you've been coming here for a while. You yet to get saved. You think you're good. You think you're all right. You're hell bound. You've got an irritant. You've got sin. You say, I'm not that bad. In God's eyes, you are. But here's what you got to get. You got to get a covering. Mike, I'm about ready to get loose. Woo! Am I all right?
Yes, sir. Going good.
I'm preaching good for about a half day, man, ain't I? I want you to know something. That plague of sin plagued the whole race. But I'm glad for the blood of Jesus Christ, the heavenly nacre that came down and washed our sins away. Now, here's really, I put right in my sermon, get happy right here. I'm going to take a sip of water, so I want to finish y'all strong. Woo! What have I said so far? It takes suffering. Huh? It takes a shaping. Here's the worst of it. Then there's the shining. Now I want you to know something. God has never produced a pearl that doesn't shine. Man, I'm going to get in trouble this morning. And by the way, Amy, if you know this, they really don't call it shining. They call it luster. And here's an amazing thing. Y'all ready for something good? And the shining reflects light. How many believe we're the lights of the world? And we ought to be reflecting. Woo! But see, one of them real goodly pearls, they don't. You can polish them. Well, what's... That don't do them no good. It may get some dust off of them. But the shine comes with inside. And here's what I read, Rich. This is what's great. The better the nacre, the thicker the nacre, the brighter the pearl shines. Some of y'all with me? The better the nacre, the more the pearl shines. Now, y'all with me? There's some of you in this room. I'm going to preach this. You may be religious, but why do you act like a devil 6 days a week? Because, see, if you got what I got, God never starts on the outside. He always starts on the inside. So, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with religion and even fundamental Baptists. They're trying to clean people up on the outside. Hey, we're going to bring a bunch of kids from highways and hedges tonight. Man, I won't lie to you. They rebels. Crazy with capital C. But hold a minute. I still believe if we can get to their irritant and that gets covered by the blood, they'll shine. Let me ask you something. Kids, y'all shine at school? Y'all shining at work? Why is it there are a lot of people says, quote unquote, I've had a relationship with God, but there ain't no shine. And you can clean that pearl up on the outside all you want, but if it does not have the nature and it doesn't have an inward work, you cannot possibly live right. Am I preaching? Woo! I'm about ready to get down. I want to run so bad here. Caden, if you feel like you can run for me. Okay. When the Romans and the royalty of that day do something that was of great attention, what they would do is they go get a string of pearls and put it around their neck. Y'all with me? Or one of these days, the Lord Jesus is coming out of heaven, and the Bible said we're going to mount up on white horses, and behind him's nothing but a string of pearls. And you said, who are they? Me! You! If you've been saved. Oh, Ron, I'm about to get happy. Malachi says he's going to make up his jewels one day. Whew. Y'all with me? Now listen to me. If you're here lost, you can become a pearl today. But first of all, they got to be something that happened about your irritant. They got to be a covering for your sin. And I want all y'all to know, if you really get it, it'll change you. You won't be a gossiper. You won't be a social drinker. You won't be an idiot. Because, see, I really believe God doesn't work to change people. Amen? Bow your head with me, Chad. You get ready. Well, glory. How many got a little help this morning? Shine! One of these days he's coming. I want to ask you this morning. How many right now say, preacher, I know that I've been saved because I shine. Because I've been saved. I don't live like I used to. I've been changed. Raise your hand if you know you're saved. Come on. Amen. How many right now say, Preacher Smith? I thought you could do something to be saved. No. It's all a work of God. I wonder how many right now say, Preacher, I'm not saved, but I need to be. Will you pray for me? Just lift your hand up. I see that hand, man. Thank you. Somebody else. I see that hand too. Somebody else. Yes. Yes, yes. Now, I'm not going to embarrass you, but would you look up at me if you raise your hand? Can I say something? Would you like to be saved? Joy to know Christ. He'll make a pearl out of you. He loves you. I tell you what you do. You just slip out of your seat and come up. I believe God's dealing with you real hard. And you all slip out of your seat. That's right. That's right. Shit, this girl wants to meet somebody. Help me. I ask God today, Lord, take my weakness. with your glory. This girl wants to be saved, Brother Jared. Somebody else? Say, I need to be saved. Raise your hand. How many of you here you say you're saved, but you've been living away from God? And you've been kind of a disgrace. How many right now say, preacher, pray for me. I've been a disgrace. I know I ain't right. Slip up your hand. Slip up your hand. Stand with me.